Welcome to the audio version of In Touch Online for mid-July 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. I'm sure I'm not alone in feeling a little empty after England's failure to win the Euro 2020 final against Italy. I think it would be too much to describe it as a great game, but it was certainly a nail-biting finish, with the match being decided on penalties. The provincial chaplain, Michael Barrett, can always be relied on to bring a touch of perspective to such matters in his daily homily. On the Tuesday following the match, he wrote, "Losing a football match is small fry compared to the wildernesses other people have had to endure in the past, and he is quite right. There will be many more football matches to win. Next year, the World Cup will dominate the sporting calendar, and England's young team will have the opportunity to shine once more." I like the quotation, "Success may require many steps, but progress only requires one." The reason I like it is because it more accurately reflects life, which isn't always about success, but more about steady and sustainable progress. Taking one step at a time is a good way to describe our Masonic journey. Progress is what we have been promised with a recent announcement from the Prime Minister that COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted in England. Later on in this edition of In Touch Online, the Provincial Secretary reproduces the guidance from the UGLE. While the changes reflect the success of the national vaccination programme, which has seen a reduction in hospitalisation and mortality numbers, the message from the government is that we must maintain good hygiene and comply with all legal requirements from time to time in force. One step at a time will see us through. Progress and change often go hand in hand, hopefully as a force for good. What we do know is that change can create all sorts of fears in the minds of some of our members. In a recent article, Prestonian lecturer Tony Harvey proposed the suggestion that lodges and brethren resist change out of fear, or as a result of a misguided belief that we have always done it this way, when in fact history tells us this is rarely true. What cannot be denied is that society, that is, people living together in a more or less ordered community, has changed over the years. Freemasonry has adapted to reflect many of these societal changes, but as Tony states, not far enough, yet. The guiding principles of Freemasonry are sacrosanct, but that doesn't mean they can only be expressed in words used centuries ago. Brotherly love, relief, and truth are indeed the grand principles on which Freemasonry is founded, but surely 300 years on we can use the words integrity, respect, friendship, and charity to reflect the self-same ideals. Little steps denote progress. What we can't do is stand still in an ever-moving environment. I'm looking forward to the next Meet the Officer event on Friday the 30th of July at 7:30 via Zoom. The speaker will be Learning Development Officer Steve Lee. To book your place, contact pcowiltshire@gmail.com. Finally, I want to thank the brethren who took part in the NHS Social Care and Frontline Workers Day on Monday the 5th of July. I was greatly impressed by the incredible efforts of the lodges who celebrated the 73rd anniversary of the founding of the NHS in 1948 and honoured the frontline workers of today. Congratulations and well done. Charity steward Alfred Fisher reports that Brother Ian Burns was joined by Brothers John Fisher and Brian Amos, members of the Challoner Lodge, when he presented a cheque for £500 to the Lindsay Leg at Spencer's Club, Melksham. The Lodge joined forces with Lodge of Friendship and Unity and Broad Forward Lodge to support the Leg Club's operations in Bradford-on-Avon and Melksham. The donation will be used to buy a Doppler machine, which enables the clinicians to measure blood flow and diagnose any abnormalities. The Lodge is grateful to Brother Barry Hammond, who took the photos of the presentation. Master of the Lodge, Mark Wallace, said, "We were happy to support this worthy cause, and trust the donation will enable the Leg Club to purchase this very important piece of equipment." Bradford-on-Avon Freemasons will be opening the doors of Wallington Hall on Sunday, 12th of September, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. as part of the National Heritage Open Day event. Showcasing Wiltshire Freemasonry and the two lodges which meet in the town, Principal Organiser Tony Haffenden has told In Touch Online that the lodges have three aims. To encourage new members for the Bradford-on-Avon lodges, to recruit new paid users for the upstairs room in Wallington Hall, and to provide hosts for those people with an interest in history to view our lovely old building. If you can spend an hour or two and would like to be involved with this wonderful project, please contact Tony via email, anthonyhaffenden@gmail.com. The Bikers of Serve Wessex are a familiar sight on our roads, and Wiltshire Freemasons have been pleased to be able to support this amazing charity. Chairman of Serve Wessex, Rob Smith, sent us this report on the work of the charity during the COVID crisis and shared some fantastic news about a very important national award which recognises their work. Serve Wessex provide a free charity service to the NHS in Hampshire, East Dorset and South Wiltshire. The charity normally provides an out-of-hours service, weekdays from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m, and 24 hours on bank holidays and weekends, transporting blood, platelets, urgent medical samples and equipment. It also supports the work of the Hampshire Air Ambulance. From the 1st of April 2020, Serve Wessex increased their daytime service supporting the NHS during the COVID-19 crisis. They provided a full service to date, working with hospital pharmacies to deliver urgent medication for vulnerable patients who are shielding. They have also been supporting pathology departments with urgent sample transportation. This has given the NHS access to their committed and highly trained volunteers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With the NHS going back to normal service, Serve Wessex are now only providing a booked daily service in line with other blood bike groups across the UK and have reverted to an out-of-hours service. The majority of vehicles is provided by volunteers using their own vehicles and covering all their own costs, including fuel, as they do not raise enough funds to provide a full charity fleet for volunteers to use. During 2020, their volunteers covered over 266,000 miles and completed over 4,000 jobs, which included over 3,170 medication deliveries to the community. Since the start of 2021, the volunteers have completed over 94,000 miles and completed 1,800 jobs free to the NHS. The charity has recently been honoured with a Queen's Award for voluntary service. Rob told In Touch Online, "We are very proud and humbled by this fabulous award, which is a testament to and recognition of the great work of our volunteers in supporting NHS hospitals and the community at all times of the day and night." This prestigious national honour recognises outstanding contributions made to local communities by groups voluntarily devoting their time for the benefit of others. It sets the national benchmark for excellence in volunteering, with the work of those awarded being judged to be of the highest standard. It is the highest award a voluntary group in the UK can receive, and is recognised as the MBE for volunteer groups. The charity will receive a certificate signed by Her Majesty the Queen and be presented with an engraved crystal later in the year by the Lord Lieutenant of Hampshire. Serve Wessex will receive a slightly modified crystal with the words, "With special recognition, COVID-19, included in the engraving. Rob ends his article with a heartfelt thank you and writes that Serve Wessex is extremely grateful for the support of Wiltshire Freemasons and would like to thank all its members for the outstanding work they do in supporting charities in the community. The Provincial Grand Secretary, Phil Still, has asked that the text of the following note from the UGLE is made available to members of Wiltshire Lodges. In particular, he asks that brethren be mindful of points 2, 3 and 4. Should you have any questions, please do not hesitate to ask. Following the announcement by the Prime Minister on the 12th of July, I believe it will be useful if I reiterate UGLE's stance, which will continue to apply when restrictions are eased in England from the 19th of July. 1. In holding lodge and chapter meetings, it is essential that brethren and companions comply with all legal requirements from time to time in force. 2. Provided that they do so, it is not UGLE's policy to impose restrictions on meeting beyond those required by the law. 3. No pressure must be applied to anyone either to attend or refrain from attending meetings. 4. The same principle applies to the wearing of face coverings, which should be regarded as a matter of personal choice. 5. The use of the modifications to the ceremonies introduced in the summer of 2020 to enable ceremonies to be performed should cease as soon as is practicable, except where local legal requirements are imposed in relation to such matters as social distancing. 6. The ceremony of raising and of exaltation in the Royal Arch is once again permitted. 7. It is nonetheless sensible to ensure that a candidate for any degree, and in particular that of initiation, is made aware that the ceremony he will undergo will involve a measure of physical contact, so that he can make his own decision as to whether to proceed with it at this time. 8. Regulations 5 to 11 of the Temporary Emergency Measures for COVID-19 remain in force to the extent that they are needed until the 31st of December 2021, or such earlier date as the Grand Master or the Pro-Grand Master on his behalf shall direct. The Pro-Grand Master has directed that Regulations 1 to 4 shall cease to apply from the 19th of July 2021, except in relation to the unexpired period of a suspension already notified in accordance with them. Today we feature one of the more senior members of the province, Very Worshipful Brother Maurice Leafield, who has enjoyed an illustrious journey in Freemasonry, recently celebrated his 90th birthday. While the focus of attention from the United Grand Lodge of England might be on the millennial, today In Touch Online acknowledges the incredible service given to our province by the old guard, those who have made sure the principles and tenets of Freemasonry have been transmitted unpolluted through their lodge from generation to generation. Thank you for listening.